Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show. I am your host, Janine Brew. Motherhood is a 24/7, 365 days a year job. Our mission is to help support mothers as they face every day with love, kindness, compassion, respect, honor, and insight. The Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show creates space for connection and community with tips and tools for mindful parenting on each show from the world's leading experts in the field of parenting, motherhood, education, self-care, mindfulness, and more. As always, we begin with our breathing introduction to help center us, and we have an amazing guest tonight. So it's great to just start out with taking that moment to just bring it all down. So once again, find yourself in a comfy spot. Close your eyes if you wish. I breathe in, I breathe out, just for today. That is enough. I breathe in, I breathe out, just for today. That is enough. I breathe in, I breathe out, just for today. That is enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Just for today, I breathe in, I breathe out. And just to center ourselves before we get into this wonderful, very, very, very exciting show, today we do have our guest, Irene Heidelberger. Irene is the founder, president, and CEO of Get Mom, a full-service parenting, coaching, and advice company that empowers moms and ultimately enables them to get it together. Irene is a mom to three young boys and has provided them with a solid upbringing that draws compliments from friends and strangers alike. And now she shares her experience and knowledge with the new and existing moms and mothers-to-be. Get Mom has been featured on the Today Show and Fox News Chicago, local Midwestern girl. See her media page for more information and visit the blog for tips and effective parenting techniques, which include parenting without the power struggles, and one of the many areas that parents battle with an ongoing basis. Please be sure to subscribe to the newsletter and stay in touch on the social platforms. We have her linked on the Mindfulness Mothers Facebook group and Facebook page, and you can listen to it and find her link on the mindfulnessmothers.com radio page too, and that will be up in case you need to run or need to listen to it again because we're going to have some good tips today. So welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you.
Oh, hi. Hi, everyone. Thank you. Thank you. It was an amazing introduction. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
You got a good bio, so it helps.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm working hard.
Well, and speaking of working hard, you have children yourself. You have three boys. Is that correct?
I do. So I, along with my husband, Brian, let's give him some props because I didn't do this on my own. So, yes, we have three boys, and they are 5, 9, and 13, and we are raising them in the crazy city of Chicago, and we are loving life and having the time of our lives. And you know what? They really are they're a good time. They're loud, but we love them, and they love each other, and we are a party of five.
I like that. Well, and that's what mindfulness is all about, right? It's not about, like, the boom and the everything's wonderful all the time. No, it's about
the messy
part.
Oh, no, things are not wonderful all the time. Right.
Yes, it's about
being,
it,
no, but just being real.
The fighting and, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know what? Like,
yeah.
Boys, they're just constantly moving, and they're constantly talking,
yeah,
and they want to wrestle. And I am the girliest of girls. And then I live with these four, I call them my pickles, my four pickles. And I'm like, and then here I am. I'm like princess over here on my own island. So, yeah, right.
Yeah.
It is a lot to manage. So, but everyone says, like in my bio, people truly are just astonished that they're not maniacs. They're not robots,
mm-hmm.
but they're not maniacs. They're like halfway in between. And I'm like, well, thank you, but I do run a business, and I couldn't be running a business if I was raising maniacs. So thank you for acknowledging that my children are well-behaved.
Yeah. You have to control some of the chaos. And, you know, that's a big part of parenting boys, too, which is always interesting. We always teach the girls manners and that sort of thing, but it's hugely important in teaching boys the manners. And,
you know,
my brothers make me look good is what I say.
Oh, I love it. Well, absolutely. Raising boys, raising girls, it's all about being very confident in your parenting message. Because children, first off, they love a schedule. They love to know exactly what to expect in their world. And they want to know exactly what is happening. And versus if a parent says, maybe we should brush our teeth. Well, a kid doesn't want to brush their teeth. And they're like, well, mommy's beaten down. I'm not going to brush my teeth. And mommy is beaten down and tired, so she's not going to make them go upstairs to brush their teeth. But if there is a schedule and the teeth are always brushed after breakfast and the children know you're not getting away, you're not going to get away with this craziness, they'll brush their teeth. So, yeah, you have to be tough with the children.
Yeah, and it ends up being when it's a schedule, I love, absolutely love that. It's a big part of my thing, is that if there's a schedule and they know this is just what you do, they just go do
this
it.
This is what you
because
do.
Because it's just what you do.
I know.
Yeah, there's no question. Right. There's no arguing. It's not mommy making me brush my teeth. It's just what you do after you, you know,
what
eat
you
or
do.
Whatever, and whatever schedule you put. Yeah. And there's no
thinking.
We're going to do. There's no arguing. There's no conflict.
Right. Yeah. 100%. I'm all about the schedule and creating the schedule with the child, getting them to buy in so they are, like, pumped to do the teeth versus a dictator telling them you're going to do your teeth. But once they create the schedule with mom and dad, they understand what's expected, then they go with the flow because they understand the sooner I move through, for example, self-care, the sooner I move through these steps, then I get to be on my electronic or kick a ball around or do what I want to do. But you have to be a human, and we have to teach little children how to leave the nest and be, you know, flourishing adults.
And it starts with simple stuff. And when they take ownership, they feel responsible, they feel empowered, they feel like they can do it, like they're adding to the family. Yes, absolutely.
And like the more your kids do for themselves, the less mommy has to do, and then she can actually finish her cup of coffee, right?
Exactly, which is what mommy needs to do.
she needs coffee.
Yes. So how did you get into parenting coaching? Because obviously, you know, you're busy enough as it is. How did you get into helping other parents? Yeah.
I know. I'm going to be honest. Literally every day I say to myself, what have I done creating this business, Get Mom, this parent coaching business? Because it's 4 years old. So, you know what, here's the interesting part about my parenting philosophy. When I had my first son 13 years ago, I was the only one in my large mommy group who had sleep trained early and put her son on a schedule and was leaving the mommy lunches to get home so he could nap from 2 to 4 so I could lay on the couch and watch The View. And my friends were like, this is amazing. Like, I don't understand. You're going to just watch TV for 2 hours? Like, what are you talking about? So I started explaining, you know, it's all about sleep. It's all about schedule, which then turned into a business and the 7-step principles of how to be a Get Mom. So, I come from a business background, and I think that is what really drove my success in parenting. I came from a very strong business background of negotiation and numbers, and there's no gray area. And children want, like we were talking about, like they want a schedule. They want to know. So I came into parenting with a very strong message to my children. And it was well received. And I was able to, you know, fit in my needs, which, to be honest, when I had my first son, I've gained 60 pounds, which all three mm-hmm. of my kids. I delivered at 168 on the dot, but then it came off because I was scheduled. We were going to the gym. Mm-hmm. The child was going to the gym daycare. I didn't have guilt about it because I knew I needed a break. He needed to socialize. It was a win for all. So all those things like created this runaway train that is now Get Mom, that is my passion.
Yeah, so it's an absolute natural process that comes out of the combination of your previous work and the work as a mommy.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And
yes.
that's, you know, yeah. the mommy guilt. See, that's the thing, is that the two things that come to mind, number one is that kids do create schedule, and people think a lot of times that they don't because they will test you. They will, I don't want to.
Sure they will.
You know, and they
right.
will question. Yeah. And so then
yeah.
it becomes, well, he doesn't want to. I don't know if I feel like fighting this, you know.
I don't know.
But
I don't know what he needs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. The fight is in the beginning, and you lay
right.
it down, and then it just becomes a natural process. And that's exactly what happens in business or a corporation. You know, most mothers who, you know, have worked in business or worked in, they would never in their work office, you know, just allow someone
say no,
to be like,
say,
I don't
say
think
okay.
I'm doing this today.
Oh, you don't want to pay that price for the widget? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. And so at Get Mom, the philosophy, we start with mommy because we feel whether she's working or not, she's the head of the family. Because someone has to be the captain of the ship. So we feel if mommy, again, we go back to sleep. If mommy is rested and she's taking care of herself, she's being mindful, she's, you know, serving her needs and like kind of, you know, feeding her soul of what she needs to make mm-hmm. her happy, then
mm-hmm.
because parenting is it's boring. It can be boring. It's like Groundhog
mm-hmm.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
It is the same. You know what? These kids need to eat all the time, and it is really boring to keep feeding them. But if mommy
yeah.
is fulfilled with her own interests, the minute her child, for example, Johnny, starts to waver, I'm like, mommy feels confident and strong in her parenting message and says, yeah, I know. I'm sorry you don't want to brush your teeth. I get it. But we have to brush our teeth and we will.
Yep. Yep. And understanding that's my philosophy, but I knew that we would get along because my philosophy and my coaching practice has always been when you are in a better space, the world is a better place. And because
it
all starts with us. And it's the same thing. Like you said, the mommy is the head of the household because, you know, that we as, you know, women, you know, we tend to handle more all at the same time. You know, my husband and I were talking about how men compartmentalize
right.
more. And, you know, it's not a blanketed statement, but it tends to be generally true.
It's true.
They can put things in boxes, and we
mm-hmm.
put them all together. So we're dealing with what's happening tomorrow, what happened yesterday, what's happening now.
Right.
We're planning ahead. We're doing the meals.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, if you work outside the home, which I say is sometimes a lot easier. Yeah.
Well, and also there is a scientific study that has just proven that women's brains are, so the science has shown women's brains are working much faster than men's. I'm not disparaging
yeah.
how men think, but the science has spoken, and it goes back to saying women need more sleep because our brains work faster and we are constantly, you know, doing a million things. Like you were saying, we're running a million things at once, whereas men are working
yeah.
on one or two things. And we love our men.
Well,
we love our dads.
Yes, and it is the hormonal response in the brain. There's a book called The Female Brain and the Male Brain. Highly recommend to anyone. But yes, it talks about how hormones affect the male and female brains differently and at different stages. And that we do because of the care, you know, if you just stop what you're doing and right now, you know, with this 2-year-old, right now we're going to
mm-hmm.
read a book, you know, well, that'll last
yeah.
for, you know, sometimes 5 minutes.
3 minutes.
If you're lucky.
Oh,
you're lucky.
Look at you,
you
5 minutes.
Oh, 30 seconds.
Boastful.
Well, yeah. In my family, we are readers. So, yeah, ironically, the two-year-old was that long. But it's like, that's just not happening because at the same time, you got to be thinking about what you're doing next because that kid's going to be up and gone in 2 seconds.
100%.
And you got to think about your hot coffee on the table. Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on.
So much.
Yeah.
I know. It's
tough.
Exactly. We can do a lot, and that's why we have the privilege of giving birth. But that's why, because of those 9 months that take such a toll on our bodies and our emotions and our brains, we deserve our time.
Mm-hmm. Where do you think the idea of mommies not, you know, feeling guilty about asking for help and, like you said, taking that time to just sit and watch TV, to just stare at something mindless on TV, and to just check out, where do you think the guilt comes from and that idea that we have to be superwomen all the time?
Well, I think there's a lot of pieces to that puzzle. So let's take a few different scenarios of mommies. In America, let's just focus on America because our country takes the least amount of vacation, works the most amount of hours. We are on social media like maniacs, and we want to portray this pretty picture life. So in America, when a mom, you know, let's say we have a first-time stay-at-home mom, she has quit her corporate job, she's quit her job that she went to college for, or she quit her job because childcare is so, so expensive. And so she sees parenting as her job. Well, let me tell you something. Your child has two parents, and your child deserves and needs to have time with both of his parents. So the guilt with that first-time stay-at-home mom, she feels, well, I'm not leaving the home. This is my job now. Well, hello, new mommy. When you went out to your job, it was probably, 40 to 60 hours a week. Parenting is 24/7. So right away, it sets up that new mommy thinking, well, this is my job. This is what I'm supposed to do. Well, no, it's not, because you cannot function that way. You are a human with your own needs and desires, and there's no way you can survive being a full-time mom, you know, again, 24/7. Your child needs daddy.
The only one, too. Yeah, the only one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's that second scenario, which is the mom who might have a partner who in the beginning is, say, afraid of baby. You know what? These babies, they're tiny, they're frail, they're little chickens. And so dad is like, oh, my gosh, this is out of my comfort zone. I don't know what to do here. So he defaults to mom. And then mom completely takes over. And then she starts to have resentment because dad's not doing anything. But dad's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what this kid needs. I don't know what my partner or my wife needs. And so then they set themselves up for a really rough shift in the parenting dynamic because then mommy's doing it all. So then when mommy decides she's losing it or has lost it and she wants to have a break, but she doesn't know how to have that conversation with her partner to say, look, man up, I need you to step in. I'm dying here. So then she has guilt because he might come back to her and say, well, I'm working. But you know what? If mommy has the tools and the confidence to say, I respect that you're working. I respect that you're working a lot, but we've chosen to have a child together, and your child needs you, and I need you. I need you because if we aren't strong, then what is the point of creating this family? So we're all in this together. Does that make, you know, do those two scenarios resonate?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
the word that came to mind was you're giving them permission. You know, you're giving them permission by saying, you know, it's not just the mom's job. It is two people who created, you know, a child.
Baby.
And the child needs a tribe. The child needs a family. The child needs other people, aunts, uncles, you know, friends, you know, babysitters 100%. In their life to show them different, that the world loves them, not just one person loves them, but the world loves them. So the child needs it too. It's not like, oh, you know, I'm being, you know, the bad selfish word, which I think is ridiculous because it's so full, right? But it's that idea
right.
that, you know, that we're putting ourselves ahead of it. No, the child needs that
the
other
child
attention
needs to be
from
loved
a parent. Yeah.
From the world, 100%. And
yeah.
and as soon as mom can let go and, you know what, and listen to her own needs and recognize, you know what, this is a lot. It is a lot
mm-hmm.
to be a mom. And you know what, there's no guilt in saying, I don't want to be a mom all of the time, because you know what, you don't need to be. You have a partner, you have, the baby has grandparents, you have a village. Allow your village to take care of your
mm-hmm.
children so that you can step away and come back into the parenting grind happier and shinier and refreshed for Groundhog's Day.
Yeah. And you are teaching as a parent and as your role model, and you're teaching your daughters, you know, how to be a woman. You're teaching your son, you know, how to respect and love a woman. And if that woman is resentful and angry and, you know, harried and pulling her hair out and crying all the time, you know, that is not good for the child either. So whatever it needs to be, whether, you know, like you said, what, you know, working out, or, you know, totally understand.
But getting your nails done
at the end of the night.
Right.
Yeah, getting your nails
mm-hmm.
done. Going and having lunch with friends and gossiping,
yeah.
you know, or whatever it needs to be, just to
whatever.
Release that pressure valve. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that
definitely.
Feeds whatever it is that feeds your soul. Fill your cup up so that when they're sitting
yep.
there and having their meltdowns, as they will be.
You're like, all right. Like, I'm going to think
yeah.
about the gossip that so-and-so just told me when I got off Mommy Island and met her for a cocktail. Because, okay, because
yep,
because
exactly.
your child is always going to cry. That's just,
yep.
that's the reality of life. And actually, that's the name of the first blog post I did for Huffington Post was, he's going to cry, get over it. And It affects moms so much less when they're fulfilled, when they're
yeah.
busy thinking about things, you know, that make them laugh and that they, you know, that they're intrigued by. And it doesn't mean
yeah.
they love their child less. It doesn't mean that they're not concerned their child is having a meltdown. But you know, your kid's always going to have a meltdown. That's just reality.
Yeah. yep. And meltdowns are okay. It's not the end of the world. Children
yeah,
cry.
Right.
I
Doesn't
love
mean
that.
You suck.
Yes, that needs to be. Yeah, as the baby is handed over to the parents to leave the hospital, it should be
yeah.
on a little bracelet.
Be like, it's going to
cry. Child will cry.
And it doesn't
it's
mean you
okay.
suck.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Right, but everyone thinks,
so we have
oh,
like,
I'm, you know,
yeah,
it's supposed to be pretty.
It's a bad reflection on me. And right now, you know, yeah, the stay-at-home mom or even the working mom, it's like it's all about judgment and, you know, whether you're a good person or a bad person. No, it is. Parenthood
no.
is messy. It is crazy.
It is
an insane
it
ride.
Is.
Yeah.
And I always say
mm-hmm.
to the families when I'm coaching them, because they'll say every single coaching session, and I'm sure you hear this in your business too, well, in their house or this friend, and I say, okay, but are you living with this friend? Are you living in this mm-hmm. family's four walls? Do you know that they're telling you the 100% truth that is really happening? So you don't.
Yeah.
So all you can do is control what's happening in your four walls. And if your child is happy and thriving, then you're on the right path. But if your kid is constantly whining and crying, then something needs to change. So let's not worry about so-and-so. Let's focus on your family.
Yeah. And that's the thing with the, you know, we got like 5 minutes left and I totally want to get into your parenting coaching style and how people can reach you. But the social media thing of having all these pretty pictures of your pretty perfect kids without a drop of food or snot on their face and their hair is
I know.
Yeah.
It
and
is.
People
and,
think
and
that, oh, but everyone else has a perfect life and mine is not. And it's not true.
Mine's
it's
garbage.
Not true
right.
at all.
No, it's not true at all. It
literally,
is not.
There's chefs, there's poop diapers.
They have garbage too.
Yeah. yeah, exactly.
oh,
so
hard.
If someone wants to care, to contact you and, you know, have you help them? You know, what are you offering right now that you know, someone can contact you and get a hold of you and, you know, have you help
Let's
them?
Let's and get it together,
understand.
Right? Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So they can find me at our website, gitmom.com, G-I-T, mom, as well as on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at GetMom. And you know what? We work with families. I am based out of the city of Chicago, and I work with families in their home within the Chicagoland area. But we do a lot of coaching by phone around the country. So all they have to do is go on to the contact page. And you know what? And again, I would love to hear how you start your coaching sessions. I start out with that first 15-minute complimentary phone call, and I say, look, I've heard it all. I've heard you've hired a psychic, and the psychic said you should get mom to fix your family life. I've heard it all. So I want you to know this is a judgment-free zone, because the more you tell me up front, the faster I can fix your parenting issues. But if you're feeling embarrassed or you don't want to serve it up, then we're going to spend too much time together. I'm like, I don't want to move in with you. I want to get you to feel like a successful parent as quickly as possible. So just give me the dirt, and I won't be, I'm not going to judge. It's confidential, and let's get to it. So that's how I always start out.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So be real, be honest, be upfront. This is what kind of crazy I'm dealing with today, and it's, and I need help. And
I want help.
Yeah.
And you know what, and I have three boys.
And you can help them. Yeah.
Like anything a new family is going through, I have gone through. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have tools. That's the other thing that, you know, a lot of parents are lacking, and there's so many different parenting styles and everything like that. We have 3 minutes left, but in terms of, you know, the Get Mom philosophy and pulling it together, you know, the tools that you can give them, and it sounds like you can give them very quickly once you know exactly what the issues are going to be invaluable to them throughout the rest of their
100%.
Life. So it's very valuable. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you know what? It really, I'll be honest, we start the 7 principles, and number 1 and 2 are sleep and schedule, for mom and dad and for their children. And it makes the entire family flow. You have to be rested. Mm-hmm. And if not, you're a cranky mess. You know?
Yeah.
Whether you're, you know, 45
or... I knew we would get along.
Or...
Sleep is my number one. Yes.
Me too. I love it. I love sleep so much.
Yeah. Well,
oh, my gosh.
And it's the stress of life raises our cortisol levels, which are adrenaline, and sleep is the only thing that lowers them completely. So
I love that.
That's why babies
You're
sleep
right.
so much, because it's very
overwhelming.
Yes.
Right, they're stressed out from being born. Right.
Yes,
they're like, what did you do to me, Mom?
It's a lot.
I need to sleep.
The lights and sounds and people in my face. And
Right, totally.
Belly
totally.
Hurts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have no control. And
No, this makes sense.
Yeah, having compassion for yourself, having compassion for your child, having compassion for your family, and working together, you know, with your partner, your family, your tribe, asking for help, finding those friends, finding that time for yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, it has been an absolute delight and pleasure. And, yes, we could go on for, like, 3 more hours. And if you ever
want
to work
really
together
could.
And do anything fun together, we need to do
I
that.
Hope you do.
We're right on the same page with everything. So I appreciate
yeah, this is great.
You. And
thank you.
Yeah, I'm so glad we found each other. And, this is wonderful. And to let everybody know, I will put all of these links on the Mindfulness Mothers Facebook group. If you are in that, it will be on mindfulnessmothers.com. So, if you forget the name or anything, just go right there, and all of that information will be available and how you can get a hold of Erin. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank
Email
you so
me.
Much
Call
for
me.
Being
I
here.
Want to hear from everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And follow her on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those fun places everybody is putting their pictures of their spotless children in their best Sunday outfit.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to draw mustaches on you people.
I love it.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I was the ones covered. covered in dirt. We just start a Twitter,
yeah, we
want to
see the crying pictures, please.
Yes, yes, exactly. All right, thank you so much for being here, and
you.
Yes, we will definitely have to talk again. All right, have a great day.
Thank you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.